Hey y'all, it's Joe. You're going to notice that Zach, everyone's favorite chain-smoking goblins audio, just decided not to work with us this week. Don't worry, we took steps to make sure that never happened again. So bear with us this one episode, and I promise it's only this one episode, and you'll be back to hearing Zach's beautiful, silky smooth voice at 100%. But besides that, it's a great episode. So just get through this one, and I promise it'll never be like it again. Have a good week, y'all, and thanks for waiting for the episode. Welcome back to the Makers Misfits podcast, an actual play podcast of Paizo's Adventure Path, The Extinction Curse. My name is Joe, and I'll be the GM for this misguided and misfitted adventure. Last time we left off, our heroes, or not really heroes just yet, but our circus performers. Heroes is, it's subjective.
That's a big word.
Yeah, it's a big word. Big shoes to follow. Fit. Speaking of shoes, I realize I don't wear New Balances. I wear Under Armour. So,
oh my god.
So we're going to have to.
You're such an old man.
Again,
your mom buys your shoes.
Again, though, I got them from Marshalls. They're cheap.
Marshalls hot sometimes, though. Quit playing.
They're cheap.
You could find some gems in Marshalls.
You could pick up some odds and ends at Marshalls.
Back in the day, I got some K-Swiss there. Fucking fire.
Dude, K-Swisses.
Did you get the Carmellos there?
No, I didn't, Joe.
You stole them. Too soon, Joe.
A suede suit? What? How would you even care for that?
Like, I'm just surprised that it fits you at a place like Marshalls. Oh, damn.
They do.
Wait, is Zach that weird of a size to fit?
No, I just don't expect Marshalls to have like stuff tailor-made ready to like wear.
I feel like they have like a medium or a large.
Yeah, I feel like they have their sizes are like small, medium, large. Yeah, like it's not custom tailored to your measurements, but I'm just surprised to fit them.
The texture.
I don't know what to believe anymore. I've been misled.
Did you say a jogger suit?
Yeah, there you go.
Zach's trying to get back into the pimping game. I think mom, don't get it. Let me get this suede sweatsuit for kindergarten graduation.
Alright. Anyways, if you don't know our voices by now, you've listened to us for about 7.5 hours. I think you'll get it. I'm accompanied by my friends Nathan, Chris, Elmer, Zach, and Marcus.
Hi, I'm Nathan. I played the fidget.
The fidgety gnome?
The fidgety gnome. The sorcerer.
We are.
Circus.
We're
gnome,
off to a
fidget.
Bad start. Are we introducing? I'm Christopher. I play Grimlock, the dwarven inventor.
What's up, guys? I'm Elmer. I am Akbu, the half orc security guard.
I am Zachary.
And I'm Marcus. I play Snap, the snow goblin druid.
Like I said last time, we left off with our performers. They were trying to figure out what exactly happened to Myron. They disposed of some Mephits. They let him live, let him go off with their bag full of goodies that we'll never know what was inside of.
Stop doing that.
That rocks. No, you guys were great. You guys, I approve of everything you guys did there. As they were returning, they heard laughter, they heard music, and then they heard pleas of help as the circus folk were trying to, they were dancing a lot and they didn't want to dance anymore. Fidget went over to investigate. There seems to be two fae creatures playing music, but while she was investigating, our druid friend Snap saw some tracks over by the Kimbali family's cart, the Featherfall 5's cart,
and notice that the rats seem to be heading into that cart relatively freshly. They snuck around, prepared to see what was in there, but as they did, they were bombarded with a bunch of words, evil person monologue by the halfling that was inside as a bunch of rats scurried out. And that's where we are right now. So I'm just going to go ahead and show all this to you guys, make it all easy for us. All right.
It was basically a monologue just to me because everyone else is away.
Yeah, you guys have fun with that. I'm still trying to get into the dance circle. I don't know what's going on over there by that card.
Fidget's just trying to party.
Yeah, Fidget, you definitely don't hear what's going on because of all the music and shouting.
Oh, yeah.
I do like that Fidget's having a very fleshed out character, though, of not contributing. Make it consistent.
Yeah, you know, look, I'm not a combatant. I'm trying my best. This is my first week here, and this is all, like, really kind of overwhelming. And just quick question. Is that rat really that big?
That's not That's a rat.
Bigger.
That's bigger. A rat swarm.
Oh, okay.
I'm familiar with swarms.
So we're looking at a rat swarm,
I don't
a
think...
lady rat, and a regular medium rat, medium big rat?
A giant rat, some would call it.
I don't think we're prepared for this.
You're not.
Is it like is it like thousands of little rats forming the shape of a giant rat?
Yes, they all move in unison, but they all move as one
and
giant.
If I remember how swarms work, unless we have any kind of area effect stuff, we're not going to be able to damage the swarms.
Pathfinder 2 makes it a lot easier to deal with swarms.
Oh, okay, cool. Great.
We have not rolled initiative, correct?
No, we have not. So we're going to all roll initiative. So everyone can go ahead and do that.
Do I roll with stealth?
Yes, you do. You and Grimlock may.
What? Do I have to roll initiative?
You're going to have to roll initiative, and wherever you land is where you're going to perform a perception check to see if you hear it.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. So I will roll initiative.
But Oh, shit. Grimlock? So let's see. What did everyone get? Starting from the top. Chris, what'd you get?
I rolled 24. Nat
20. Snaz, what'd you get?
Snap, what'd you...
Yeah, you said Snaz.
I know.
I rolled an 8. I snap. Rolled an 8.
Okay, let's see. My rat swarm rolled a 22. Naz, you rolled... I'm just going to answer for everyone. Naz, you rolled a 20. Fidget rolled a 19. Our
I did not roll a 19. Fidget rolled a 16. Because that was from last time. You didn't take me off. You didn't take me off from the last fight.
Okay. So and Nemanja got a 10. Oh, not Nemanja. Lady got a 10.
Excuse me?
Giant Rat got a 10, and Akbu got a 6.
On the mine. Neminia.
He's not doing well for me. Alright, so we're going to start at the top. Grimlock, it's your turn.
Okay, I see Nemia. I don't... before me. Just asking, what kind of weapon does she have?
She has a staff.
Okay, I don't know if how this works, but Inventor class has this ability called Tamper, where I can tamper either their armor or their weapon to give them like negative like effects to them. Mm-hmm. So I want to try tampering with her spear, but I don't know how that would look like in the game.
Actually, she has a sickle out. I'm sorry. So what does the tamper do? You said what?
I basically have to do a crafting check on it against their reflex DC.
Okay.
And then if they fail, they get negative bonuses to using their stuff.
All right, cool. So her reflex DC is 18.
Okay, so I get to do a crafting check. Let me try this. Damn it.
Damn. All right, so you just failed. So what happens if you fail? Nothing?
Let's see. On a fail, I don't think anything happens, yeah.
Okay, so that's one action.
Okay, so I failed that. So instead, can I just attack with my great axe?
Yes, you may. What does that? Okay. What you just tried to do? Does that have the attack action trait? Like, did that count as an attack? I just want to know in case you need to take what's it called? The penalty.
That's a good question. I'm looking at the character sheet right now. Let's see. Hold on.
Why keep trying to bring like Hollywood figures into our podcast?
Hey, I don't mind it. I love it.
He's one of those dudes who's just likable. Yeah, he's fine.
Very likable. I was about to say, I think he's one of the least problematic dudes in Hollywood.
That we
like but overall. That I know of. Yeah.
Pop culture.
Yes. No, popular culture. That's what the kids call it, right?
Oh, okay.
You would know.
What's Gen Z's problem with skinny jeans?
It's just, they're just over it.
Wait.
But why?
I used to fuck with skinny jeans.
They hate skinny jeans and they hate side parts now. Like they get mad at people.
Yo, the side part. God damn,
that's Omer's brand.
I know. That's how I've been doing my hair for the past like 8 years. Don't get triggered
by them, Elmer. That's what they want.
That's what they. God damn it. They're already.
How do I know if it's an attack?
What's up, Chris?
How do I know if it says it's an attack? Like, what do you?
You mean an action or an attack?
Well, he asked if it's like a counts as an attack roll.
It's called a tamper ability.
Yeah.
Tamper ability, inventor, Pathfinder 2.
He'll probably just let you know, Chris, if it counts as an action.
Yeah.
It's an action. Well, it has the action symbol, right?
Yes, yeah, so it's an action. It's not really an attack, because you're not really making an attack.
Yep, so then just make your regular attack with no negatives.
Okay.
I'm just going to make the ruling. We'll look it up later.
No, if it was an attack, it would say make an attack roll. Because it's not really damaging anyone, so it's not gonna it shouldn't interfere with
that. Oh, snap. I rolled an 18
to attack.
An 18. Let's see if that hits really fast. Our girl here. Oh. you swing your axe down and she just ducks out of the way. She kind of saw that one coming, but you barely missed it.
What? She probably has 19.
Wow. Okay.
It's kind of bullshit.
So there's no attack of opportunity in Pathfinder unless they have it. Can I back up? I can move, right?
Yep.
I'm gonna move backwards. Yeah. I'm a little scared. And that I also, sense. While I'm moving backwards, I say, I yell for help to my party. I don't know where they're at.
That's gonna bring down Fidget's DC by a lot. So, is that your turn?
Yes.
Wait, what happened? What's if I was gonna bring my DC down?
Grimlock yelled for help.
Oh, he's yelling.
Yeah, Grimlock, why don't you yell for us?
Oh, there's a witch in front of me.
Whoa, what?
Oh,
what? What are you motorboating over there, buddy?
Grimlock doesn't know who this woman is, but she looks like a witch. She speaks like a witch.
She sounds like a witch.
She moves like a witch.
She smells like a witch.
Burn her at the stake.
All right, Snap, it's your turn.
It's definitely not my turn.
You rolled a what?
It's definitely...
An 8?
Yeah.
See, Joe, that's why you gotta clear out the thing.
I think that's what it is, Joe. You have to clear it out before we start.
I thought if you guys could just type it in.
No, we can't type it in. You have to type it in.
Oh, so it's on us.
No, we can type it in, but normally, Joe, when Nate does it...
Okay.
He'll tell us...
It'll autofill.
Okay. I didn't know we could type it in right now.
Wait.
Tell us to type
it in. No, wait. A Joe got confused. Isn't this picture... Wait, who's this picture? Is this Naz?
I just moved now. Naz.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Never mind.
I always typed mine in.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, Joanne, that was the illusion.
It's a revisionist history.
Whatever. Naz, it's your turn.
Oh, my turn?
Yeah. You just heard... You rolled a 20, right? Yeah. Okay, I got that one right up.
We are oddly enough, because I'm rolling again.
All right, you just heard Grimlock say there's a witch.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh, my
you
God.
You were right there.
Oh, my God.
You're 20 feet away from me.
Do I have to fight?
Where's Grimlock right here?
My God. It's just on brand. You answered your own question.
What are you talking about?
Hey, you and Zach do the same thing. You guys just say different stuff while you don't do anything.
At least I participate. No, at least I participate. He's literally asked. He asked if the bad guy was Grimlock, and he's like, "Oh no, this is Grimlock, right?" And it's like it's just on brand. This is, you know,
this token that I've never seen before. That's my partner, right?
That's Grimlock. That's Grimlock, right? You answered your own question.
Grimlock is right here.
Throw a grenade.
Grimlock's here, and then the witch is in front of me, right here.
Throw a grenade.
Yeah, holy hand grenade. That'll take care of it.
Oh, dang.
Naz, you hear Grimlock yell for help.
He's figuring it out.
I'm deciding what if I want to help.
Okay.
You are the backup.
You know, Zach, if...
It's in your title, Zach.
Backup Cloud.
Zach, can you make me a promise? Can you make me a promise right now? Pinky swear to me. Next time, just always make mage characters. That's all you do. Because then you don't have to worry ranged.
Yeah.
Because then you guys don't ever have to worry about getting...
Put ranch on your spaghetti.
Yeah, just put ranch on your spaghetti.
Yeah, that's hot right now.
Is that what Gen Z wants you to think?
It's a possibility, but let me tell you, it's liberating.
Don't remember a thing.
I have a quick.
You know what?
I have a quick question for the DM.
Yeah.
On the tracker, on the turn order, it says the giant rats first over Naz. Is that right or wrong?
It's wrong. It's wrong.
But the rat has 22. Oh my god. Alright. Zach, can you please decide something? Because we already wasted like a few minutes on this. On you trying to figure life out.
Zach, it's okay, buddy. You go when you want to.
For real.
I mean, well, we have a little bit of a time restraint, so.
You know, let me just remind everybody of the fable of Patrick's Rock winning the snail race in Bikini Bottom. And he went when he wanted to. Or it went when it wanted to. And it won.
Okay.
And the second action is going to party with Fidget.
My third action is going to be...
Roll the hide. Roll the hide.
Yeah, you gotta roll the hide if you want to. Stealth.
What the fuck? Plus five.
No, that is a plus five.
That's already included. I think that's what you do when you run over. So, for the audience, he ran from one of the carts behind another one, about 15 feet away, then ran again behind another cart, and then tried to hide. He did not roll well, though, so he thinks he might be heading. Okay, so it's the Rat Swarm's turn. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of these rats. And they heard you, Naz. The rat swarm comes over to you, Naz, and just consumes you. Not literally, but consumes your space.
Overrun. Hey, the better word is overrun. You know.
Overrun. Yeah. Overrun you.
Murders you.
All right. So you're gonna take. There's no roll for this. You're just gonna take 1d6 worth of damage. So let me just do that really fast.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because it's a swarm, so it takes over your space, and you're just getting chewed up.
You're just getting chewed up by a bunch
they should
of.
De- with that logic, it should definitely be hurting itself since rats are fucking trampling over themselves just to get over there.
You know, it's not following that logic. So you can go ahead and take 4 points of damage.
How many points, Joe?
4 points.
Oh, 4 points. Bye, Naz. On your way to death.
And Naz, I'm going to need you to roll a reflex save.
Reflex save?
A reflex save. All right, so nice. You take a bite and you feel all right for right now, but you might need to get it looked at later.
Wait, he's making a reflex save for a poison?
Yes.
Shouldn't it be con?
It's not poison, actually.
Oh, okay, all right. All right, well, yeah. Cool. Hey, whatever.
Yep, yeah. I'm looking at it right now. That would make more sense, but that's what it wants him to do.
Okay, no, all right, I'm not gonna... No.
All right, and that's its turn.
Okay.
So now we are going to move over as the rat swarms slowly start to bite at your feet because you have holes in your shoes. Fidget, go ahead and make a perception check.
14.
Perfect. You definitely hear what's going on behind you. You heard Grimlock yell for help, and now you're hearing Naz as he starts trying to deal with all these thousands of rats. So you can take a look behind you.
Okay. Shit. Alright, so I took a look and I see Naz being consumed by all of these rats. And
figuratively,
sorry. I just see a huge swarm of rats and being just attacking him. And I see it. And I'm going to cast the spell. Okay. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, and you let me know if I can do it or not. So I'm going to cast telekinetic projectile, but the object I'm grabbing is I'm going to grab one of the burning logs from the campfire that's right next to me and chuck it and projectile it and throw it into that swarm of rats.
I thought you were going to grab a rat.
grab one rat and throw it into space. Just fucking throw it.
All right, that's fine. I'm also going to just tell the group as a whole that in Pathfinder, like, knowing your enemy is very important, and there's certain checks you can do to figure that out.
Okay.
For this, it'd be nature check because it's rats. For the halfling, it might be something else.
Okay.
And I'll tell you when we get there. But if you would like to make a check, you can. That just takes one of your actions. But you can go ahead and do this.
Yeah, I'm not fine with it. Yeah, because I think I want to. What I'm gonna do? I will do the nature check.
Okay.
Because I don't need to move, so I'm not gonna move anywhere.
Okay.
That's nothing. That's a five.
No, that's nothing. It's rats. You know that.
Yeah. All right. And rats don't. And fire bad. Got it. And yes. Do I need a roll for my attack against the swarm?
Yes. You still need a roll for attack.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Okay. Come on. Dad needs a brand new pair of shoes.
Brand new pair.
19 plus 7. So 26.
26. Hey, you beat their AC by. 10?
Did I? Oh, nice. So that's a crit, right?
That's a critical hit.
Right. So
go ahead and roll your damage as you throw this flaming log into a bunch of rats.
So 2d6. 14 points of damage.
14 points of damage.
Yeah.
Holy sh...
Yeah.
All right. So...
And will any of that be a little bit of fire damage? A little bit, a tiny bit of fire damage because it's a flaming log?
Nathan, I'm gonna let you sneak behind the curtain real fast.
Oh.
Let me just tell you. So as you pick up this log full of fire and you toss it at the rat swarm, somehow
with my mind.
All right, with your mind, somehow you manage to avoid Naz altogether.
Yes.
And as he's about to see like a wave of rats. He's like a surfer in a sea of rats, and this giant wave is coming at him that's gonna overcome him. And above his head is a flaming log that just rolls over thousands of them.
Cool.
And you kill the rat swarm.
Wait, whoa. I kill it?
Joe doesn't know what the thousands.
Yeah.
Wait. The thing is fucking gone?
It's gone. There's like stragglers. There's stragglers of rats, but they're just, they are not meaningful anymore. They're just,
they dissipate.
Yeah. They dissipate. They all leave.
Fidget calls out, "Oi, Nez, you doing okay? What's going on?"
Oh, Lord. This is Naz looking on the ground.
Yeah, no, right? He's ignoring her, just looking through his light.
His hands are shaking. He's covered in rat blood.
Okay, but what's happening? I can't hear you. You're like 15 feet away.
Oh, my God.
That was ugly.
Okay. All right, that's my turn.
All right, so Fidget, that's your turn. Good job, Fidget. That rat swarm had 14 health, and it was resistant to everything but bludgeoning.
Hey.
And I counted that log as bludgeoning.
No, yeah, it's bludgeoning. Because what else would it be? Piercing.
You sharpened it with your mind, and it stabs through. All right, so that's your turn. It is now Nemanja Bjelica's turn. She is going to take a step out of the cart as one action. She's going to move back here. Oh, no, she's not. Just kidding.
Snowflake takes a bite.
Yeah, right? Snowflake just says hi. And she is going to cast a spell. I'm assuming you don't have the ability to attack of opportunity this.
No, he does not. I can answer that question.
I don't know who you're talking to.
I'm Grimlock's agent.
Talking to Grimlock.
I'm Grimlock's agent. He does not.
Oh, no. No. They guessed correctly. I do not.
All right. So she's going to cast. Oh god, there's so many fun things. She's gonna cast Shocking Grasp.
Grimlock's gonna.
It doesn't sound fun.
So as. As she looks at her hand and it starts to fill with lightning and she takes a swipe at you with it. And she just misses you entirely. She's a little taken aback by the weapon that you're holding. It doesn't look right to her. There's so much like technology and just mechanisms built into it. She's not liking what she's seeing, and it totally throws her off. She rolled a 12.
Grimlock's okay, great.
Grimlock's a ground type, resistant to electric type moves. So.
Also, you had a step closer to me, so she moved out of the car, right? Because I backed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that's her turn. So it's now the giant rat's turn. The giant rat doesn't like leaving her alone, so it's going to move up in between the two of you. Not in between, but next to her. And is going to take a bite at a crime.
Whoa. They're the criminal.
Everyone's. Well, we'll decide that. All right. He takes a bite. Does a 22 hit?
Yes, it does.
You're going to take 4 points of damage as its nasty mouth just gets into your leg. And I'm going to need you to roll.
You know, Joe, if this is her pet rat, it's probably not nasty. It's probably well taken care of, okay? Let's stop rat shaming, okay? Rats are cool.
Roll a fortitude save.
I rolled a 18.
You seem okay.
11 plus 7.
You seem fine.
Not my first time getting bit by a rat, you know?
Oh, yeah. So hold on. Let me go ahead and roll damage for you. Oh, it already took damage. Never mind. I don't need to roll it. Roll 20 is nice sometimes. It's going to try to bite you again with its third action. Okay. So that's going to be 14. Is 14 hit?
No, it's a miss.
Alright, so it misses you. But it does look a little happy that I got a little bit of dwarf meat. Snap, go ahead.
Did it, though? Oh, yeah, it did. Okay, I will first have Snowflake do a hit and run. So, pop right here. And then I will have it bite at her ankles. So, d20. 19 plus 6.
Is a 25.
25,
too bad. Yeah. All right, you hit.
All right, so
Snowflake definitely gets a nice chunk out of that.
Plus 2 is 9. So 9 damage to her.
9 damage, ouch. Alrighty. You definitely hurt her there.
And then Snowflake will cup his hands around his mouth and let out a kind of a deep yell, kind of like a mountain man, kind of a yodel almost.
Whoa.
And cast Ray of Frost.
Oh.
And 1d4. I'm gonna cast on her.
Okay.
So 1d4 plus my spellcasting ability, which is...
Do you have to roll to hit?
I don't think so, do you? It doesn't say I roll against anything. It just says you blast an icy ray, make a spell attack roll.
Spell attack roll.
Oh, okay. 6. What do I add? My spell attack bonus?
Let me see.
Yeah. Which would be your thing plus proficiency, which is it'll be your wisdom. Yeah, it'll be your wisdom plus your proficiency, which is 3. So you probably have a plus seven, right?
Plus 6.
Yeah, plus 6.
So 12. Does 12 hit?
12 does not hit.
Okay, and that's
so
it's my turn.
The ice goes off the cart in the back. That's your turn, Akbu. You're up.
All right. Do I have to roll to see if I hear whoever? Because I'm kind of ways away.
No, you heard Grimlock. I only had Fidget roll because she was doing a dance.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so I hear it, and I'm making my way over, and I see the person in the distance. And we get right up on her face.
Oh, shit.
So that's one of my actions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody's rolled the nature check yet, right?
Not on her.
On her, it's not going to be a nature. It's going to be something else. Let me see. I'd love it to be.
It's an acrobatics check, right?
No, they're not a bunch of snakes.
Are you sure?
You got to look at her and be like, can she do a backflip?
It's probably going to be like occultism or something.
It doesn't say it here, which is weird.
So I could choose, right? That's what I'm hearing.
Right, I think so. No, go ahead and do me a nature check. Let's see.
Oh, you bastard. 7 plus 1. 8.
Yeah, she is a halfling.
Okay, great. Cool.
That's something out of that.
She's a halfling.
All right, that's one action. Two actions because you moved.
Yeah. And then there's two actions, so I will go into my crane stance and attack.
Is going into a stance action?
See, that's what I was just reading. It does say one action.
Yeah.
So yes. So you wouldn't be able to attack.
Sounds good. I'm glad I stuck it out with that crane stance.
Because
it gives me a plus 1 AC, baby.
Hey, that is nice. Okay.
Joe, if it's a humanoid, it would be a society roll.
Thank you. All right, society would be it.
Oh, damn it. I have a plus 10 for that.
Go ahead and roll society.
He's a man.
Society.
He's a man of society.
He's joking.
I'm just joking.
He's
fucking kidding. Yeah.
Orc monk is a man of society.
He's a well-learned man. All right, so that was a whole round. Time for round 2. Grimlock.
Punch that right in the face.
Okay.
Right in the nose.
Sure. So I'm going to,
sure.
There is a there's like a gear that I can turn on the bottom of my great axe, and I start turning it real quickly.
Ooh.
And I'm going to, use my feet. It's called overdrive.
Ooh.
Overdrive my weapon. So what I'm doing is going to roll a crafting check with a standard DC for my level. I don't know. Is that 15? What does that mean?
Yes, that is a 15.
You know how we live in Tokyo.
Huh. 18.
Okay, you did it.
That's a success. So I'm going to add half of my intelligence modifier to my attack rolls.
Nice.
So,
who is this man?
Now, if you fail it, what happens?
Failing nothing. Critical failure, it, I have to make a check to turn back on my weapon or something like that.
Okay.
Oh no, I take fire damage if I
critical. Explodes in his hand.
It'll explode on me. That's a big difference. Okay, so
God damn!
Oh,
25.
Shit. Oh my god.
Also, Nat 20!
I'm attacking the rat, by the way. I should have attacked
no!
Is that a crit on the rat, Joe, though? 25?
That's a crit on a rat. He rolled a nat 20. It would have been a hit with his normal thing, and because you rolled a nat 20, it automatically goes up one success rate. So you critically hit this rat, and go ahead and describe to me what this axe looks like as it kills this rat.
Does 22 damage to this rat.
Yeah, it just does 22 damage to this rat.
So when I'm rotating my little gear crank at the bottom of the great axe, it just my great axe just starts like reverberating real quickly. Like you can't even see how quickly it's moving. It's moving so quickly, and it's like vibrating. So I'm just like, I bring it up above my head and I bring it, come crashing down, slashing this great axe right in his noggin, chopping his head open.
Fucking vibroblade, Jesus.
This is like Nemanja's worst like dreams coming. Nemanja, I've changed her name. Her name is now Nemanja.
Oh wow. How smart is this rat that it was dreaming about death?
No, Nemanja's worst.
Rats Nemanja. Are really smart. They're smart.
Nemanja's the woman.
Nemanja's the woman, guys. I didn't name the rat Nemanja.
I don't think you ever told us her name. You just started calling her.
No. He said Nemanja.
I just saw her picture.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. It's dead?
Yeah, it's dead. It's gone. Totally obliterated. And that was your second action. You have a third.
I'm going to attempt an attack with my weapon again on her thing. I have the my great axe has the sweep feet, so it gives me a small bonus to attacking a second target.
Ooh. Okay.
So it takes away from that's cool.
But I think I still get the negative attack. The
negative
bonus, right?
Negative five.
Twice. Yeah.
Okay. So that's a negative four then. Yeah, it's a miss. It's a 9 overall.
Yeah, you miss. She sees what happens to her rat and she looks like just disgusted with the thing that's in your hand. You think she has a personal vendetta against you and your technology.
This must be what it felt like for people to see like guns for the first time.
Yeah, probably.
Naz, it's your turn. I'm gonna give you a heads up, Zach. If you move to here or to here, you would be flanking with her, and that would make her flat-footed for your sneak attack.
Perfect.
Yep, either one of those. Okay. All right, so you move into flank with Grimlock. Go ahead and roll your bite.
Oh.
All right.
It's a miss.
That hits. You hit with your nasty-ass teeth. Why do you choose your teeth? Why not the knife?
Yeah, I was just about to ask. You don't have like a dagger or something?
They don't know about goblins. They don't know. Y'all are showing cultural insensitivity.
Well, probably because his teeth do more damage. his teeth is a D6, but his dagger is a D4, so.
Yeah, these are regular, like, blessed, unmasterwork, any kind of that daggers.
So go ahead and roll your extra D6. Yeah, roll your extra D6. Oh! Alright, you do 8 points of damage. Why do you keep attacking people from the back with your teeth?
Backstab.
Yeah, you go ahead and you take a bite of another butt.
Whoa! Yeah, don't be putting butts in people's mouths, Joe.
Don't make it weird.
Come on. He didn't ask for her consent.
All right, her shoulder. You bite her shoulder without consent. All right. Fidget, it's your turn.
Fidget's turn.
Wait, no, actually, Nash, you have another action if you'd like.
Bite
you want to try to bite her again?
Bite her again. At a minus five.
Let's go. Oh.
No.
No, it's a minus five. She is flat-footed to you, so she takes a minus two to her AC, but it's still not enough with your minus five.
Yeah, 15.
All right, so you miss with the second bite. You'd go in for seconds, but she's not having it. Fidget, your turn.
Okay, so I see everyone. I want over here because following Naz and hearing the sound of fighting. And then, can I see her from behind, from where I am? Do I have line of sight?
Yeah, you do have line of sight.
Like a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. You can see her.
A little bit? Okay. Okay, but seeing as everyone is around her, I probably don't have a good shot with the projectile. So Fidget's going to extend her hand out again and mutter the incantation. Her eyes flash green, and she's going to daze her. So automatic 4 points of damage, and then roll to see if you get enfeebled, or roll to see if you get stunned for a round. Joe?
All right, she rolls a 26 fortitude save.
Yeah, no, you're good. I didn't say fortitude.
Oh, what is it?
Will save.
She rolls a 27 will save.
You just used the same roll. That's rude. Yeah, I'm kidding.
No, I didn't. I rolled again.
She's a druid.
She's a druid.
So 4 points of damage. 4 points of mental damage. She gets that splitting migraine again.
So she gets that splitting migraine again.
Yeah.
Well, not again.
Yeah. Well, I cast the spell again.
Yeah, Fidget just brings a lot of headaches to a lot of people. All right.
True that.
It's time for her turn to go. She, like I said, she doesn't like what just happened to her. And she doesn't like what happened to her rat, but she really doesn't like getting bit from the shoulder. No, she's going to step up right here. Actually, she really doesn't like where she's at. It's bad. So she's going to move 5, 10, 15, 20. And the first one's 25. And she's going to cast a spell. She's going to cast Entangle. I think she can last another... Yeah. So what happens here is... It's two actions, somatic and verbal. She moves her hands around with her staff and she starts enchanting. And all squares in a 20-foot radius burst into plant life. So she is going to put it... Let me move all this stuff so I can give you guys where it is. Can I just draw a circle for you?
Sure.
You guys would all see?
Sure.
That's 20 feet. Yep, that's 20 feet. So that all gets infested with plants.
Okay.
Anything in that area, or that whole area, counts as difficult terrain. Mm-hmm. Each round that a creature starts in its turn in that area must attempt a reflex save. On a failure, it takes a minus 10-foot circumstance bonus to its speeds until it leaves the area. And on a critical failure, it is also immobilized for one round.
Whoa.
Creatures can attempt to escape or at entangles DCs to remove these effects. Wait. So you guys are just... Your legs are just being tangled up by a bunch of plants. It's not just yet, Grimlock.
Oh, my turn. Yeah, okay, your turn. Got it.
It's Snap's turn right now.
All right, so a reflex save...
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. 8.
That's going to be a critical failure, I believe. Open up her DC. Reflex DC. What'd you get?
An 8.
Yeah, that's a critical failure. So you are immobilized for this round. Can't move.
Alright. Oh, that's fine. Then I wasn't gonna move. I'll hit her with my sling.
Okay.
22
is gonna hit.
And then 1d6. So 5 damage.
Alright, you hit her in the head with your rocks, and you bust open her forehead. She's not looking great.
Alright, and then I'm gonna send in Snowflake. And Snowflake can move 45 feet, so 10.
Move Snowflake around that square. Unless you want to attempt to reflex it.
And then he'll activate his ability. So he'll go in, attack. D20. 19. 25 again.
That's a hit again. My god.
D8. 7 damage.
She is really looking messed up.
Okay,
I'm gonna say that Snowflake took a bite out of like her hip, and she's she's limping hard. Not limping, but she's barely standing.
Do I still have one more action?
You do. Yes.
Right, I'll attack with my sling again.
Okay.
Just watch this fucking dinosaur clamber over carts and shit.
I missed.
Yeah, you missed a lot there. I think you're scared to hit Snowflake for a second.
No, I just missed.
Aqua, it's your turn.
Alright, sounds good.
So give me that reflex save.
Yeah.
Damn.
Alright, you succeed.
14 plus 9. So is my speed normal then?
Your speed... it's difficult terrain.
So then, what is it? Minus halves? Damn it! Alright. But I'm out of it in like one square.
Yeah, if you just get out of this, you're good.
Alright. 10, 15, 20. Boom. One action. Right up next to her.
Okay.
I'm still in my crane stance, so I'm gonna take a... Wait, did any... Fuck it. I'm gonna attack.
Okay.
Alright. Let's see here.
Yeah, she's a witch. I'm gonna get her.
Yeah, she's a witch. I got her. 12 plus 5, 17.
17 misses.
Oh, damn it.
She has enough in her to dodge that.
Okay.
You could parry a blows it, can't you?
No. I don't want her to leave again, so I'm a grapple her. What's up?
Attempt that grapple. It's an athletics check.
Oh yeah, baby.
Against her fortitude DC. I know that now because of Grimlock.
You said athletics?
Yep.
Okay.
Ooh. Holy sh...
Nat 20 plus 6. You ain't going nowhere, no, witch.
You got her.
No way.
I am the figurative stake you are tied to.
No, she is struggling to get out of your thing, but she can't get out. You got her locked down. All right, Grimlock. Your turn.
Okay.
Please don't hurt me.
Please don't hit me with your vibrating axe.
Reflex save. I rolled 11. I failed.
All right, so that means you take a minus 10 to your speed, and that place is still difficult terrain.
Okay, so my speed is now 10, so I move once.
Yep.
I can still hit her from here.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, wait, so...
He failed, but he didn't critically fail. You critically failed.
Oh, okay. Word.
I just question, is this... would I just try to kill her?
You can. I don't know. It's up to you.
I feel like Grimlock would. I know. Grimlock's a type.
I feel like he is.
He wouldn't...
She's a witch. She popped up in
here. He wouldn't ask questions.
She's like... She's trying to get out of... Oh, shit.
Damn. Dead.
So, I thought her AC was 19.
Her AC is 19, but because Akbu has her grappled, that means she has a flat-footed condition, which means her AC is lowered.
Dead!
You hit her.
Killed her!
Get her!
I say, if he's the stake, I'm the fire. And then I hit him with my great axe. And 7 points of slashing damage.
I don't think that's what the stake... That's not the stake he meant.
Chris, get it. I got it. Good job. I get it.
Thanks. Good one. She dead?
She's not dead.
Oh, wow.
God.
She's hardy.
You got one more move.
Oh,
I'll swing again.
Do it again. Backswing.
Bare hands. With your bare hands.
No, I'm
backswing.
Move one more
time. Roger Federer the shit.
I just move. I sidestep out of the way so you guys can take care of
my god.
Damn it.
Oh, God. You got to put the morality decision in everyone else's hands.
You can't be a gentleman after you just hit a... like a held down person.
Nah, it's your turn.
Is she still laughing, right?
Yep.
Run up. Hurry up.
You need to do a reflex save. Alright, you fail, but you don't critically fail. So all your... If any movement you do in that square is going to be difficult terrain, and you have a minus 10 to your speed right now.
Yeah, Zach, just step out of it.
You can move.
Go get your speed back.
You can move like one square.
You're still in it.
That just took up 20 movement.
No, that took 10 movement. There you go. That still took 10, but now you have your speed back. That would be your second action.
The reflex save is just automatic.
Yeah, the reflex save is an action. So I think you could even get there with your first. That's 10, 15, 20. No, that'd be your second action.
Throw your dagger.
Yep.
Or we're just going to surround it.
Yeah, well, but no.
I think that's your third action, yeah.
Yeah. To move there.
So you'll be there when she dies. If she dies. Alright. Fidget, it's your turn. After Naz runs around all the vines and carts to get right next to her.
Question. Yeah. Is this right here affected by the thing? Because the blue lines are touching it? Okay, nope. Okay, so she's going...
Oh, wait. Yes, that is. Sorry.
Right here? I thought this was... right here?
Yeah.
That's...
Yes.
On our screen, that's out of the source.
Yeah, it's like barely... It's barely in the square. It's like barely in the square.
If there's four squares, is this one to this one?
I know. I can't really tell.
Yeah. You guys are right.
So this one... These right here are clear, are not in the...
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, the ones right behind Snap are clear of the vines.
One, two, three, four, five. Okay, she's going to run up, cross into the...
Throw a cow at her.
Cross into the thing, and then sees everyone's big game ganging up on her, and...
Join her side.
Sees everyone's ganging up on her, and she opens up her... She opens up her... pack, and she's going to cast a telekinetic projectile, and a dagger is going to float out of her pack, and it's going to fly at the lady.
Okay, all right. So not going bludgeoning, just going straight for the kill.
So that's a 26 total.
That's a hit.
It's not damage. That's not a crit though, right?
Is that a crit?
It's not a crit.
Damn, still good though.
That's 10 points of damage.
Ooh!
As the dagger just kind of floats up and then flies right toward and stabbing her.
Joe, are you sure it's not a crit with their minus 2 AC?
I'm sure. But Akbu, okay. As you're holding onto this halfling woman, do you have any intentions for this lady? Since you're holding her. Like, were you going to try to kill her, or are you just holding her down?
I'm just holding her down. I was going to wait until my turn to see what's up.
You're just holding her, and she's just trying to get out, and her eyes are just locked on Grimlock and whatever he has in his hand. And as you're holding onto her, this dagger just comes from the area that Fidget's in and just plunges right deep into her heart. And she just looks at Grimlock one last time, and you just see her, Grimlock, and she's just staring at you with anger. And she's like, I don't know what you are, but I curse you. You dwarf.
Curses aren't real.
I curse you.
Did she curse me to make me taller?
Am I?
I think a dwarf's worst nightmare. Oh, no.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We even have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you. Tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.